Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, August 24th, 2014. Pastor Paul Tolberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Our Bible reading is from Matthew 14. It's also the reason why we have a little picnic box up there on top of another box to help understand a little bit better what's going on for the children's devotion. It says, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by a boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, this is a remote place. It's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, they answered. Bring them here to me, Jesus said. And Jesus directed the people to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then Jesus gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. And I'll invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion with my little lunchbox. I like my little lunchbox. It took me a long time to find a little lunchbox. Hey, man, hi, how you doing? How you doing? Good morning. Good to have you. This is a little lunchbox. See the little lunchbox? Now, I've already eaten the fish. No, I'm just pretending I ate the fish. But this is a little boy's lunchbox. So this is not like my dad's lunch when he has to go to work or she has to go to work. It's not that big. It's a little boy's lunch. And what they did is they had the mom or the dad, probably the mom back then, she sent with the little boy 5 loaves of bread. This is what they call a loaf of bread. It's flat. It's not like what you and I think is a loaf of bread. Okay, so you can feel that. Yeah, here, you can feel that. Go ahead. There you go. Take a feel of that. Yeah, there you go. Feel that? All right. You'll have to share feeling that, okay? All right, so that's 5 loaves. And that would what they would do is they would fry that up on a hot pan. And so it'd be a little bit more crumbly. It wouldn't be quite so wobbly like it is right now. And that's what they would have. He would have that along 2 little fish, a little bit bigger than sardines, you know, kind of small fish. And that's what he would have for his little lunch. Now, for lunch, that's good, okay? All right, I'll take that back now. There you go. 5 loaves of bread. Now, if I told you that I would like you to take this 5 loaves of bread and the 2 invisible fish there and feed all of the friends and family that came for the baptism today, that's the back 3 rows on this side. A lot of people. Now, if you give them this, I saw some of those guys. They're big. They're big. And I don't think that this would fill up anybody. Then if I told you, well, not that big a crowd, I want you to fill up a church-sized crowd with all of this, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. I wish I could show them your face right now. It's like, what is going on? You can't do that. You're right, you can't. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, it's not going to work. So what they did is they went to Jesus and said, Jesus, it's not going to work. This is all we got. It's a little boy's lunch. And Jesus said, bring it to me. So they did. And then Jesus said, have everybody sit down, but not on comfy pews. They got to sit down on the hillsides of green grass. It's like a picnic. So they're sitting down like a picnic. It's about dinner time. Really hungry. They've been waiting all day long to eat. There's nothing left except this one little boy's lunch. He saved his, and he gave his to Jesus. And what Jesus did is he said, thank you. He took the bread, and he said, thank you. He said, thank you to God for giving him the bread. And then what Jesus did, and I can't do the miracle here for you, but he started to break it apart like this. And he would give it to the disciples, and he'd say, here, I want you to give this away. And the disciples said, okay. And what happened is as Jesus kept on ripping apart the bread, there was more bread. So he would give you this, and you come back, and there'd be another one ready to go, filling up. And he did that with all. And the disciples were busy giving away food. Jesus said, remember, you give them something to eat, and now they were doing it. But they hadn't made the food. Jesus did. When it was all done, they had not 12 lunch boxes, but 12 basketfuls of leftovers. Awesome. That's enough for it to feed you, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Okay? One of the things that Jesus wants you to know about this, without a doubt, that he can do anything. So he says, if you have something that's really hard, you bring it to me, and I will take care of it. Bring it first, bring it all, bring everything to me, and I will take care of you. With that, we'll fold our hands and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us all things. Thank you for making sure that we will have that wonderful promise to rely on throughout our life as your children. Please continue to watch over us and keep us thankful. In your name, amen. Before you go back, the whole thing started with Jesus saying, taking the bread and then the fish, and he said, thank you. And then he started to break it, give it away. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a thank you prayer. This is a thank you prayer that people used back then. And you can use this today when you are, I'm going to give you two of them. You can use this today at home. And you can use it as you're getting ready to eat. It's a little thank you prayer. You can share it with your family. And what this is, it's, oh, well, you can have it, give it to two more people. How's that? All right, and you might go back to your seats, and we'll now continue. As a little boy, I never knew what a loaf of bread was back then. When I found out that it was, and I was really amazed at this miracle, and then I found out that it was like a piece of pita bread, that was just blew me away. It's an amazing God that we serve. One of the things we're going to be looking at is that when Jesus challenges us, and we do get those challenges, don't we? He doesn't leave us alone. He says, bring it first to me and bring it all to me. He knows that in life we have challenges. It might be food on the table. It might be an inconvenience. It might be something terrible, maybe a doctor's report. Who knows what it might be? We just know that there are challenges out there because we live in a sinful, fallen world. You know, we have followed after Adam and Eve, then they rebelled against God. We love to disobey God's word. When we find out what God says, we kind of, in the back of our minds, our sinful nature starts to look for ways to get around God's word. As a little boy, I was pretty good at this, because as a little boy, I thought it was pretty good because I was listening to my mom and dad, and I would obey my mom and dad. First of all, out of fear of my dad and his punishment on my West End, in case I would ever disobey. But then I felt kind of good. And I got to confirmation class. And I was really kind of, we'd studied the fourth commandment, and I thought, well, honor your father and mother. And I said to myself, I'm doing that. I feel really good. I'm keeping this commandment. And I could remember this. Pastor Allswade was my pastor. Eugene Allswade, bless him. And when I was sitting at the table, and we were down in the basement, and he said, you know, people think that they keep this commandment. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I keep this commandment. Yep, that's me. Of course, I didn't say any of that on the outside. And then he said, but every time you go to your room and you shut the door and you stick your tongue out at your parents, God sees that. And he sees that you have broken this fourth commandment. And I thought, oh, Pastor, he can see right into my room. And then he went on to explain that, no, he can't see that, but God sees that. And then the Lord let me see this huge mountain of sins that I had accumulated in my few years of life on the planet with just this one commandment, with just these two people that I call my parents. And I was just about crushed because I thought, how am I possibly going to get into heaven? This is more than the fourth commandment. This is the first and the second and the third. And the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, ten. And just then my pastor said, that's why it's so amazing what God did. Because when we were still sinners, he sent his son to die for us. And Jesus went to a cross. And God took that whole debt of sin and he crushed his son on the cross. And then on Easter, just like he promised, he came back to life again. Ah. I understood again what the gospel is all about. The gospel is all about what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And you and I always stand amazed. We stand amazed because Jesus takes something that he created in the beginning and he decides to multiply it as only God can. And this miracle and the miracle of the resurrection are the only two miracles that appear in every one of the gospels because it just amazed the disciples right down to the fiber of their being, because it doesn't matter what is troubling you, whatever challenge Jesus puts before you. I want you to see what Jesus did here. He's feeding the people sermons, Bible studies all day long. People coming up with Aunt Matilda who's sick and he heals her. And oh, good old Uncle Joe, he's got that arthritic knee and Jesus healed him. And then someone with leprosy. And someone who's blind. He all day long, he's doing nothing but good for these people. More than a church room, more than two or three church rooms full. A whole citywide full of people came out to listen to him preach and teach and have their sick ones healed. And Jesus did all that. And then the disciples, they finally were thinking, got it together, right? They're looking ahead. They're thinking ahead beyond the moment. They're not thinking about themselves anymore. And they said to Jesus, you know, it's getting towards evening. It's time to send the people home. I'm thinking, why don't you make an announcement, Jesus, right after your last sermon and say, will everyone please now go home to the villages so you can get something to eat? It's time for lunch, time for dinner. I'm going to read you again what Jesus said, because sometimes Jesus puts the challenge in front of us. He said, they do not need to go away. Think of yourself as one of those 12 disciples and hearing Jesus say that. You're wondering, does Jesus have a grip on reality? Didn't he just hear what we said? It's dinner time. We're going to have people fainting pretty soon here. And he said, we don't need to feed them. They don't need to go away. And then, right after that, is when he said these words, you give them something to eat. You! Pointing to his 12 disciples. Philip said, well, there's a little boy here with his lunch. But how far will that go among a whole city full of people? Another guy quick did some calculations, really good with math, and he said, you know, a year's salary wouldn't give by enough food for everyone to have a single bite. And there's no McDonald's out here anyway to buy that food from. So even if we could miraculously have all this money and go to the local McDonald's and buy the food, everyone would just get a little bite. Two French fries. Hello. And then without telling them, Jesus said, had the people sit down. So he did, and he took that little gift. I want you to see something, that when Jesus throws out a challenge, he has a plan in mind. God always has a plan in mind. I was slow to get that when I was growing up. I always kid the elders that the Lord used a 2x4 to help instruct me, right on the side of the head, whack some sense into me. I was really slow to understand that God has a plan for my life, because whenever my life would start to get a little bit tight, a little bit scary, a little bit painful, a little bit lonely, and all my dreams would all pop and fizzle away, I was tempted, and I fell into this temptation so often to just say, oh man, look at me, and whine and whine and whine. God always has a plan. So he says, I don't care what it is, big or little, bring it first to me. The disciples could have avoided all this worry if they would have first just brought it all to Jesus instead of figuring out, well, he's got to send them home. Bring it all and bring it first. And then step back and watch what God does and be amazed at what God does. Because God, for Jesus' sake, not only forgives our sins, he loves us every step of the way as we walk through this life. Jesus not only said, I'm coming back to take you to be with me so you can be where I am in heaven. He not only said that, he said, I am with you always to the very end of the world. He is never going to leave us, never going to forsake us. And so every now and then, he makes sure that we're paying attention. And he puts in front of our life a challenge. I don't know what your challenge is. I don't know if you've had many during your lifetime. Most of us, if you lived like I have a little bit longer in life, then you got some challenges in front of you. And a Christian looks back and says, you know, I see what you're doing now, God. I didn't see it while I was going through it. Thank you for your patience with me. Thank you for your kindness with me. Thank you for taking care of that and providing the solution that I had no clue that you were even concerned about. Thank you for forgiving me. And Jesus says, you know, let's do this again. He picks us up and he keeps on walking with us. He doesn't throw us away. So in Jesus' name, my dear friends, whatever the challenge that he gives to you this week, whatever the challenge he gives to you, bring it first to him. Bring it all. Don't hold anything back. And say, Lord, this is what I see. And this is all that I can see. Please, take care of it for me. And let him. In Jesus' name, so let us live. Amen.